Brilliance Audio presents A Perfect Life, a novel, by Danielle Steele, performed by Eduardo Ballerini. Crowds of students began congregating outside Royce Hall Auditorium at UCLA 2 hours before Congressman Patrick Olden was scheduled to speak, an hour before they opened the doors. He had been invited by an enterprising professor who taught a class on citizenship and public service, open to juniors and seniors. But once the congressman accepted, he had sent out notices to all political science majors, and the auditorium was expected to be full. They were estimating that 2,000 students would be there. And judging from the number of people waiting for the doors to open, there might even be more. He was a popular congressman, with a liberal voting record dedicated to the underdog, and was known for championing minorities, including women, and sympathetic to the issues of youth and the elderly. And he had 4 kids of his own. He was married to his childhood sweetheart, and everybody loved him. The students were excited to hear him speak that day. The crowd was orderly once the doors were open, on a brilliantly sunny, warm October day. Olden was scheduled to begin addressing them at 11, with time set aside for questions from the audience after his speech. He was scheduled to have lunch with the chancellor afterward and fly back to Washington that afternoon. Getting him there at all had been a major coup. It wasn't for a commencement address or a law school graduation. It was just a class, and all of them were thrilled to have him there. Luckily, it had dovetailed with his plans and a meeting with the governor the day before, and a dinner in his honor to receive an award. Pat Olden was a beloved figure, with both young and old. One of his own kids, his oldest son, was at USC, and he had breakfast with him that morning. Patrick Olden appeared on the stage less than 10 minutes late, while they waited backstage for the crowd to settle down. He stood at the podium with his warm smile, his eyes sweeping the crowd. You could hear a pin drop in the room when he began, and students without seats sat cross-legged in the aisles and stood at the back of the room. They paid rapt attention to everything he said about government today and what their responsibilities would be if they chose a career in politics. He talked about his own college days and explained what he was trying to do on the various committees he was on, and went into considerable detail. He had already been in office for 3 years, had done considerable good with the bills he proposed, and this was not an election year for him. He sounded earnest and sincere, and the audience hung on his every word and greeted him with thunderous applause when he was through. He looked pleased. He was the perfect role model for them. The professor who had invited him opened the question and answer period, and 100 hands shot into the air. The questions were pointed and intelligent and relevant to what he had said. They were 20 minutes into it when a boy in the 3rd row stood up as soon as the congressman pointed at him and looked him in the eye with a welcoming smile. "What's your position on gun control now?" the young man asked him, which was a topic he hadn't touched on that day and didn't want to. He was gentle but firm in his views in favor of gun control, but it was a sensitive issue that it had no place in his talk, advising them about careers in government, and it was a subject he had chosen to avoid. The boy who asked the question had neatly combed blonde hair, was clean-shaven, and was wearing a blue shirt and an army surplus jacket. He looked orderly and well-groomed, but didn't smile back when Pat Olden smiled at him. And someone said later that the boy looked unusually pale, as though he hadn't seen daylight in a long time. Pat Olden began answering his question with a serious expression. "I think you all know how I feel about it. Despite the provision in our Constitution that gives us the right to bear arms, I think that terrorism is an important factor today that can't be ignored, and guns too easily fall into the wrong hands. I feel," he said. And before he could finish his sentence or reiterate his position, the young man in the blue shirt and army jacket pulled a gun out of his pocket and, barely pausing to take aim, shot him squarely in the chest and then followed with a shot to his neck. The congressman fell forward across the podium and then slid to the ground, gushing blood, as students throughout the room began to scream. Security guards rushed forward, along with 2 bodyguards who had accompanied him. People began running toward the exits, others crouched on the ground, as the boy with the gun shot the girl sitting next to him in the head.